Hey, this is Steph from Coffee Like Media. I wanted to let you know that you can leave us a text message now. It's so exciting. At the top of the show notes, you'll see a message that says, send us a text message, and that's what you can do. It doesn't tell me who you are, and there's no way for me to communicate back via that system from the podcast host, Buzzsprout. Thank you, Buzzsprout. But if you want to be contacted back about your feedback, feel free to leave an email address, social media handle, or whatever you're comfortable with. And if you want to stay anonymous and just say glorious, wonderful, kind things, please feel free to do so. Do know that phone charges may apply, so do check with your phone provider before sending a slew of these messages. And if you would like to see any of our other productions, you can go over to coffeelikemedia.com/podcasts. Let's get to that episode. You must learn how to become a deeply disciplined half-ass. Elizabeth Gilbert, Big Magic, Creative, Living Beyond Fear, and so much more. Yes, today we're going to let go of control one micro step at a time. If you work alone most of the time and experience that mental chatter that's a little bit too strong because there's nobody to bounce your ideas and stress off of, then you are in the right place. Doesn't matter if you're a small business owner, solopreneur, digital nomad, or remote worker, these meditations are made for you. This is a motion meditation to help you let go, connect, and energize your solo work experience. In the next few minutes, we'll focus on disconnecting from work and your mental chatter. For this meditation, you can be sitting or lying down. Whichever makes you feel relaxed. Because we're not that great at being relaxed, are we? We can get there. Let's do this. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. If not, you can stare at something if you like. It's okay. In fact, if you want to look at something beautiful, feel free to view the image on the YouTube video version of this podcast. They will always be soothing nature photos I've taken myself. Control. Control. Even the word feels a bit constricted. And that's not where we need to be. That's not where our innovation comes from. That's not where our creativity comes from. That's not where our power comes from. Our genius cannot flow unless we are relaxed and we let go of that control. So let's practice doing that. I want you to ask yourself something. Where can I let go of control in my solo work life? Where can I let go of control in my solo work life? Say it out loud with me a couple of times. So your brain knows that you want an answer. Where can I let go of control in my solo work life? One more time. Where can I let go of control in my solo work life? You don't need an instant answer. But if you ask your brain that question enough times, and don't try to push an answer, I bet something will come up. I can bet that you're a little bit tight even asking the question. And that's okay. You noticing the tightness in your face, in your hands, in your shoulders, in your chest. That's good, because now you know where you need to focus. So let's put our attention in the spot that you feel is the tightest in your body and ask the question one more time. Where can I let go of control in my solo life? Just opening up to the possibility of letting go of some of that control will help. Let's shift over to our breath now. So let's inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four. Like this. One more time. Let's think of the word let go as you're inhaling, as you're holding, and as you're letting go. Something like this. Let go. Let go. Let go. I know what you're thinking. If you let go, nothing will get taken care of. It's not true. We held on to too much. We control too much. It's a good trait that we have. It's why we're successful in what we do. But we extend it too far. You're amazing, you know that? A lot of people won't even confront the things that slow them down, the things that scare them. And here you are, staring control in the face. And you're willing to let go. As we wrap up this meditation, we're going to work on the mouth. Because I think, like me, you store a lot of tension in your mouth. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to open our mouth slowly on four. One, two, three, four. Then we'll hold it there for four. And then we'll close it for four. Open. One, two, three, four. Stay open. One, two, three, four. Close. One, two, three, four. Okay. Let's do it again. But let's stay open. So let's open. One, two, three, four. Stay there for a second. Can you feel your mouth muscles? If you think to yourself, relax mouth. Relax mouth. Does it feel looser? Let's go ahead and close your mouth. One, two, three, four. In our daily work life, we do have to control a lot of things, but we don't have to control everything. And that skill that we have to create and manage many things does not have to extend to everything outside of our work life. It's okay to let go. It's hard to hear, isn't it? It's hard to think. It took us so long to get here. And that's okay. It's okay to let go. This is not easy. Don't expect this to be easy. You can do this. Repeat the meditation a few times and see what happens. Remember, as you go back to work, keep asking yourself, where can I let go of control in my solo work life? Give yourself time to answer the question and know that on any given day, there could be different answers. And some days, there might be nothing, and that's okay. There's no wrong way to check in with yourself to make sure you're not doing too much. Thank you for joining me for this meditation. If there's an aspect of solo work life that you'd like me to focus on in one of these episodes, let me know. I'd be more than happy to. I'm a solopreneur too. I work from home by myself. All of these thoughts come from my own brain blockades. So I understand. I understand the things that you'll be talking about. CoffeeLikeMedia.com/contact. You can find more information in addition to this recording on our Substack at soloworklifemeditations.substack.com. Okay, get back to work. Hey, this is Steph. I wanted to pop in for a minute before we started the meditation to let you know that I'm taking a breathwork course the first 2 weeks of June, and I imagine after that I'll need some volunteers to do some practice with my breathwork that I learn in the course. So I'm preemptively asking people if they want to be involved. I don't know if it's going to be free or discounted or any of the details, truly. That's why the interest form is super simple and quick and mostly includes your name and email address and where you found out about this offer, because I'm sharing it widely so I can have the people ready when I'm ready to do the work. So if you would like a free or discounted breathwork session with me, and I'll have more information by the time I contact you in probably late June, early July, then please follow the link in the show notes and I will contact you with full information. By filling out the form, you are not agreeing to anything. You're just saying, hey, that might be kind of interesting. Throwing my head in. Thanks for throwing your head in. I hope you enjoy this meditation.